energy sources we can adopt to limit our release of greenhouse gases into the atmosphere. Think about it. If the sun is simply experiencing another of its natural cycles and raising Earth's average temperature, then that's just the way it goes. But why should we accelerate the process if we don't have to? Imagine the amount of carbon-based exhaust that would be eliminated if homes didn't rely on electricity sources that spewed out fumes as a result of spinning turbines powered by petroleum fuels. Vehicles equipped with fuel cells that simply give off water as a byproduct add absolutely no greenhouse gases to the atmosphere. There is still a lack of clear-cut evidence that humans are the sole contributors to Earth's climate change, but we can erase that possibility altogether by changing the way our power needs are met. Another possible explanation for climate change is the increased amount of aerosols in the atmosphere. Aerosols are tiny, solid, or liquid particles that remain in the atmosphere. It is not completely understood how much of an impact they currently have on climate change, but it is known that aerosols absorb and concentrate solar radiation. Volcanoes, vegetation, sea spray, and forest fires are all known to contribute aerosols to the atmosphere. Human creations, such as vehicle exhaust and industrial plants, do as well. These anthropogenic aerosols account for about 10% of those currently found in the atmosphere. Once again, there is no way to accurately measure just how much of an impact anthropogenic aerosols have on climate change, but there is no reason to continue to scatter particles that are known to have a greenhouse effect into the air. Here is yet another case in which using the renewable energy of the sun, wind, and water would greatly reduce the amount of stress we place on the atmosphere to sustain temperatures that allow for life. Regardless of what is leading to climate change, it is happening. Is it the ordinary path of life on Earth? Or is humanity burdening the atmosphere with elements detrimental to its function? Whatever the answer, we can do our part to combat climate change by changing our attitudes and habits and adopt renewable energy as the first step in getting back on track. This comprehensive guide to climactic change provides all the relevant facts and methods to overcome these natural problems. Happy reading! Chapter 1. Understanding Climate Change. Climate change can be defined as a change in climate variables, especially temperature and rainfall, that occur gradually in a long period of time between 50 to 100 years. Besides, it should be understood that the changes caused by human activity, anthropogenic, especially those related to fossil fuel consumption and overland. So the changes caused by natural factors, such as additional aerosols from volcanic eruptions, are not accounted for in terms of climate change. So the natural phenomena that lead to extreme climactic conditions, such as cyclones, can occur in a year, interannual, and El Niño and La Niña, which can happen in 10 years, interdecade, cannot be classified into global climate change. Human activity in question is the activities that have led to an increase in atmospheric concentrations, especially in the form of carbon dioxide, CO2, methane, CH4, and nitrous oxide, N2O. The gases then determines the temperature increase because it is like glass, which can forward to short-wave radiation, which is not hot, but hold long-wave radiation that is heat. As a result, the Earth's atmosphere heats up. The impact of climate change. Agricultural sector will be affected through the reduction of food productivity caused by the increase in cereal sterility. Reduction in area can be irrigated and decrease